Now, today's gospel from John is continuing on the tradition of what we've heard within the last few weeks in John's gospel. We are still at the Last Supper with Jesus, and he is still pouring out his heart and his will to those who are with him. And he says some very memorable things to us. He says that he knew the Father was glorified in him, and that he was glorified in the Father. He said that the Holy Spirit will come and teach us everything. And we heard that Jesus was indeed giving us his peace. That his earnest prayer for us was that we be one with him and one with each other. All of that's within the context of his last night on earth. All within the context of an intimate meal with his disciples. And today's gospel leaves us with yet more of Jesus' loving intentions for us. So listen again. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. And that leaves me wondering, and I can imagine it leaves you wondering too, what could he possibly mean by that? How could it ever be possible that we could do anything even remotely like what Jesus did when he was here on earth? Like raising people from the dead, healing the blind, the sick, the lame, teaching and preaching about the kingdom of God with such eloquence, or answering those crazy questions so appropriately, so wisely, so well. Who is he referring to when he says, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these? How can any of us possibly measure up to such an impossible standard? And yet he's dead serious when he says this, because he prefaces it with, very truly I tell you. And he never says that unless what follows is something he wants to have sink into our hearts and into our being. So let's reflect just a little bit more on the possible meanings for the saying. And let's just see how it might be possible, how it could be possible, and indeed how it can be possible, that the one who believes in me will also do the works I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these. Most of us have experienced serious difficulties in our lives. Most of us have experienced the healing of some deep wound, whether it was a body, in mind, or in spirit. We've all been broken in some way. Maybe it was a relationship that went bad. Maybe it's a family situation that's rocky. Maybe it's a serious health issue that threatened us then, or maybe still threatens us. Maybe it's a self-destroying habit. It seems that we can all point to some situation in our lives that's not quite right. But on the other hand, life is not all brokenness, because healing occurs in life too. And through prayer, through medical interventions, and often through formal or informal counseling, healing can and does occur all the time, all around us. Now, within our circles of faith, we sometimes talk about wounded healers. And a wounded healer is a person who has suffered some kind of brokenness and has received healing for that brokenness. A wounded healer will not forget any of the circumstances of that situation, but instead, they can offer understanding and guidance to someone else who may be experiencing a similar circumstance. And I want to give you an example of a very dear friend of mine who suffered very serious domestic abuse and fled with her four children across four states, being helped with the help of another friend. She went on to finish her college career and became a psychologist. And for the last 20 years or so, she has counseled abused women, children, and families. And she's just one example of a wounded healer. There are many others who are recovering from a variety of stresses and hurts, and each one of them, when they find they're strong enough to make different choices, often finds that they can recognize in others a similar type of situation. Some of them become hotline volunteers. Some might volunteer at a family shelter. Some, like my friend, become certified as a counselor. One of my brothers-in-law is a recovering alcoholic, and I was privileged to sit and listen to him one day when he was generously helping a fellow from his own AA group. The words he had and the understanding that he felt for that person, I could not relate to because I had never been in the throes of that particular addiction. But he is a mentor to so many others, and he's a leader in that support group. The amazing and wonderful fact is that when you are healed by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, you are empowered to be able to aid in the healing of someone who has had the same kind of difficulty that you were experiencing healing in. And that's pretty spectacular. It's awesome in the true sense of that word. And it is definitely true. And in cases such as this, we can begin to see the truth of the gospel and what Christ has said here. Jesus was one human person, yes, indeed, God, but he lived at a particular time and place, like us in all things except sin. And maybe our capacity for compassion and hope stems from the fact that we are broken in ways that Jesus never was and never could be. He could understand our brokenness, perhaps, but live through it exactly the way we have? Maybe not so much. And from our own brokenness, we have an understanding and a knowledge of what another person may be facing. It's absolutely true that Jesus is God and has all the power and the love and the will to heal us, as no one else ever could. But sometimes we need to have that immediate human interaction, that touch, that word, that person next to us. And it's at times like that that it may be possible to do things greater than Jesus did. Now, he promises something else. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you, in my name, you ask me for anything, I will do it. But again, what exactly does that mean? It means that when we align our wills with the will of God, when we form a close relationship with God, so that we live as best as we can by the law of love, we can indeed then ask on our own behalf and on behalf of others for whatever is best and most helpful in any circumstance, and know that we will get the best possible answer in Jesus' name. This all happens through the power of that most Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not restricted by temporal and physical situations. The Holy Spirit empowers us in the same life and love that Jesus had. Jesus was one man on this earth, and we, though many, are members of his one body, the church. We can permeate the world with the love Jesus commanded of us, and by doing so, we can reach out to more people and bring more people to the knowledge and love of God and of each other. One of my favorite prayers comes from Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to you, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills, that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated to you, and then use us, we pray, as you will, and always to your glory and the welfare of your people. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.